Yeah, well, we got on, I suppose, quite well. The idea behind it, John, was that, I mean, to bring the rural TDs into Dublin, meet them there, and highlight to them the serious pressure there is on beef farmers' incomes at the moment and going forward. And that was the aim of the exercise, and I think it went quite well. We met a lot of rural TDs and senators from right across all parties in Dublin on the 13th.
Now, forgive me for saying this, and I'm sure politicians will as well, but they would promise you the sun, moon and the stars. But how confident are you now that they'll be able to follow up on some of the commitments that were given to the IFA at this meeting?
Well, look, we have to. It's always a case of, you know, you do your lobbying away and see. I hope, I think they realise that, you know, it is actually maybe more serious than the thought. And we expected that we'd go back and put the pressure on our local minister for agriculture, Michael Creed, and in turn we'll probably go to Europe and seek a special measure that will get money into beef farmers, because I mean, we need immediate action. It's something that just won't happen if we wait and wait and wait. We need it to happen sooner rather than later. So that's our aim, and we're hopeful that they will respond in a positive way to us.
All right. Break down for me, if you will, some of the key areas that were addressed during the lobbying.
Well, you know, we still talk about, you know, getting the suckler cow, you know, a premium of €200 on a suckler cow in, put in place. You know, that needs to happen, but that's probably more for, you know, that will not solve the situation out at the moment. At the moment, you know, we have a situation for farmers finding it very difficult to kill young bulls, and then they have the whole issue of the price. You know, basically cattle are €100 plus less than what this time last year, and with rising costs, people just cannot afford to continue in business at that rate of losses.